It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we're visiting with Eagles women's golf coach Dr. John Ritson here today. He's in the studio with us after his team just got finished up with their first tournament of the fall portion of the season down in Thornton, Colorado. And Coach, you told me you just came from golf class, something you also do here at CSC. How was golf class today before we get started?
Golf class was good. It was a beautiful day. The weather's nice, so I don't think the kids can complain. We don't have snow on the ground, and I think that's how our team is feeling right now as well.
Very good. Coach, everything, obviously, that has happened since the season was cut short in the spring has been unprecedented. It's been just a crazy time with the pandemic, and now you've got your first fall tournament all wrapped up. It had to feel great to be back out on the course with your team this week, just everybody together competing against some other schools.
Yeah, I think everyone was really excited. I think we had so many uncertainties at the start of the year for all athletics and the school in general. And at one point, I didn't think we'd be here talking about golf. And it's exciting that we're getting the opportunity to play. And I think the girls were a little nervous and they should be, but it's been a long time since we've played tournament golf, and I think a lot of the teams kind of showed that the first day, and everyone kind of improved the second day, just getting back into understanding, you know, those feelings and how to, you know, overcome some of that adversity during the round.
Dr. John Ritson here with us today, CSC women's golf coach. Coach, when you were seeing things unfold with the pandemic and you said weren't sure if you'd be here playing golf in the fall, how did you kind of keep motivated? What'd you do to move forward during those days of uncertainty?
You know, we just went about it as we were going to play and just hope for the best. I mean, that's all we can really do is just, you know, expect to play and be ready when we have that opportunity. And luckily for golf being categorized as a low risk sport, we were allowed to get started right away. There's a lot of uncertainty, but we just had to go about it as we were going to play.
When the spring season got canceled, you guys had come off a second place and a third place finish. You're really starting to roll up some momentum as you were heading towards the RMAC championships. And so a shame that it got cut short. Did you try to kind of keep that momentum harnessed and let it go again for this first tournament? Remind them just how well they were playing and moving forward?
Yeah, you know, it seemed like forever ago. We certainly, you know, talked about not necessarily how we performed, but just the team that we have. We have a great group of girls, and they work extremely hard, and they're a very close group. And so I don't have to do anything to add any motivation to that. They do it themselves. They're ready to go, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves. And at some point, sometimes it's too much. But you know, that's when. That's kind of my job is to calm them down a little bit and you know, remind them that they're in that position for a reason, that they're a good golfer and they just need to focus on the kind of game plan for that day and just execute the shots.
Yeah, this program is really building. You've got quite a roster and quite a bit of talent on this team. And let's look into some of that as we go into the tournament a little bit, Coach. The Swan Memorial at Todd Creek Golf Course in Thornton, Colorado, where you guys were Monday and Tuesday. What kind of golf course was this for the first event for the Eagles?
Yeah, it was fair. I mean, it was pretty pretty easy tee to green. The difficulties came on and around the green. Which, you know, can be frustrating at times because our girls seem like they hit the ball really well and then they didn't score great at times. But I think they understood the challenges that this course provided in terms of the difficulty on the greens and some of the pin spots were actually accidentally put in some difficult spots. There's a little bit of miscommunication between the tournament host and the greens crews, but a couple holes were extremely tough and you know, we would get a bogey on it and they'd be frustrated, and I don't think they realized that the groups before them and after them were also getting bogeys and double bogeys on those certain holes. But it was a fair, it was a good test to see where we're at. And like I said, hopefully we can kind of build on especially that second day score and keep that momentum going.
I never would have imagined you'd come in and said something like there was a miscommunication or the pin's in the wrong spot, you know, for a difficulty like Sunday at the Masters or something, you know. For hopefully it wasn't too bad, but it sounded like the team responded in a way that, you know, we're all in this same situation. We're all playing the same course no matter where those pins are. Maybe frustrating, but they sounded like they responded okay.
Yeah, you know, the only frustrating part is they kind of tell us where the pins are for the practice round, and then we showed up and there was a couple holes that didn't get put in the right spot, and just happened to be this couple spots on the green that were probably the hardest pin locations. And but yeah, everyone plays the same course, so it's still fair. It's just you didn't prepare for it to be there, but in the end, it's still golf. You still got to make the shots and be able to adjust on the fly.
Shadron State Women's Golf Coach Dr. John Ritson with us tonight on the show. Eagles take fifth place out of nine schools. Coach, it matched the second-best round score of all time at CSC, 319. It sounds like overall a solid start to the season with a lot of matches, events coming up.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with how they played. You know, just don't know what to expect that first tournament, because our fall season, you know, we had just a couple weeks of practice is all and then go. And you know, like I said earlier, I know they're prepared and that they would they'd play well, but you just don't, you haven't seen a lot of them since last spring. And so very excited with how they played, especially the second day, you know, being two strokes off of our team record. And that was exciting because we started that day off pretty bad, actually.
Really?
You know, if you followed along on the scoring, you know, we had some big numbers early, and they came back and played really well. And so that was really exciting to see them do that and not let it snowball and let those big scores keep popping up.
Yeah, some good resiliency shown by your team and a lot of younger players on your team as well, Coach. And you drop 11 strokes in that second day. That had to be another sign of resiliency. How was the team able to recover and drop those strokes? I know you said day one, everybody was a little nervous. Was it just as simple as maybe calming down and having a round played?
Yeah, I think so. It could have very easily with golf and switched and been the opposite too, you know, a couple putts here and there. But yeah, I think a lot of that first day was nerves and, you know, wanting to start the season off really well. And I think they calmed down a little bit, and that showed, like I said, with them bouncing back after a, you know, rough start for most of them, actually. And they all ended up playing really well. And that was good to see, and allows me to understand that they're capable of handling some adversity on the course, which is kind of that next step we need to take to take our scores to that next level. So
Coach Ritson with us today on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Alpine Hickstein, everybody always wants to know how Alpine is playing. Your leading golfer from right here in Shadron, Nebraska, of course, and back-to-back 78s for Alpine, finished 10th overall. What did you see from her in her opening season tournament, and, you know, what kind of season do you expect Alpine might be able to have in the RMAC this year?
Yeah, Alpine, you know, started off right where she left off. I mean, that's, I think, right at her average last year, too. And she's extremely consistent.
Yeah.
You know, she plugs along the course and doesn't have a whole lot of big numbers and plays smart golf. And so that's what we expected out of her. And we've talked because I know she wants to take that next step and drop those scores down closer to par, which she's capable of. And we're taking those steps and working on a couple things. And for her, they're very minor things, but working on a couple things to help her get to that. And as everyone knows, she'll put that work in to get there. So I'm excited to see how her season unfolds.
Yeah, I know we all are as well. And Allison Acosta, Kenzie Kano, a couple of returning freshmen who set new scoring lows. And before we get into that, you know, the school did say they were returning freshmen. Is that because of the pandemic situation? They got an extra year?
Yes, correct. That is, all the girls were given a year eligibility back because we didn't play our spring, which is our championship season. So, you know, we currently now have 3 sophomores and 6 freshmen on the team. So a very young group, a lot of years ahead of them, which is very exciting for us.
And the two gals I mentioned, Allison Acosta, Kenzie Kano, set some new low scoring marks on the Monday-Tuesday rounds as well. And talk a little bit about them, what they bring to the team, and how they can contribute.
Yeah. You know, Kenzie had a couple low rounds last year, and I know she's capable of that. So it was good. You know, she kind of struggled the first day and had a great bounce back the day two. So that was great to see. And Allison, I was really excited for her because she, you know, I know after last year, she was kind of frustrated. She played good last year, but she knew she was better than what her score showed. And she worked really hard this summer and came out and played really well. And so I could see her even improving as well, just like all the girls. But that was really exciting.
Coach, you get a week, 2 weeks here to digest this first round, practice a bit, and then you get to get back on the golf course here in a couple of weeks, the Yellow Jacket Fall Classic. Next, it's in Spearfish at the end of September. What course are you guys playing up there, and what do you expect from that tournament?
Yeah, we play at Spearfish Canyon. It's just three teams, us, Black Hills, and South Dakota School of Mines. Excited for that. All of our girls will get another opportunity to compete, because after that we kind of have to narrow it down to our top five. And so giving these girls opportunities at some of these tournaments early to prove themselves and you know, I can evaluate where we're at, is kind of a benefit to having these tournaments that allow us to take those individuals. And it'll be a smaller tournament, but it allows us to take our whole roster and get that experience. So.
All right. Coach, so good to have you in the studio. Glad to hear you guys were out on the golf course, had a good couple of days getting things started, and always appreciate visiting with you. Dr. John Ritson, our CSC Women's Golf Coach, on the show tonight. Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.